DI Plus is recorded at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday evenings in front of a live chat room audience on Pride48.com. See, doing stupid jokes like that defeat the purpose because we are not actually recording, so it's not like we could include them on the show. So now there is no...
But as you have just admitted yourself, it was a stupid joke, so therefore there was no need for it to be.
But now people listening are going to wonder what the stupid joke was.
I could say, Daniel, I am poised to record a podcast.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through say interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us this evening. Did I just say this evening? DI Plus is brought to you by Yoga Direct. Arf, yoga, I'm starting this again. I cannot believe I just screwed that up. I do this intro every fucking week. How did I screw that up?
But do I need to do the joke again? Daniel.
Yes, Adam.
I am looking at my camera right now, and I am at my microphone. I am poised to record a podcast.
Excellent. From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are. We're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Yoga Direct. Our yoga and exercise balls are used in yoga, Pilates, and fusion exercise programs to strengthen and firm abs, backs, and buttocks. They're also great for bouncing out babies. Make sure you check them out at yogadirect.com and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DIPLUS for a bouncing discount. Welcome to DIPLUS. I am Daniel Brewer and I am joined from the yoga ball free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel.
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
How are you?
Wow. It's just, it's one of those evenings. Is there a full moon out?
I can't see. I've got a curtain behind me.
Perhaps you could turn on your television monitor behind you, make it a green screen, and then superimpose, you know, like some kind of website that is showing the moon at the moment. Could you make that happen?
I could do that, but at the same time, I don't know if I could do a podcast and do all that at the same time. We know how good I am at multitasking.
Right, exactly. I did want to say the
reason we had the sponsor of Yoga Ball, just really quick.
Yes.
Carrie is looking for a yoga ball.
Our listener, Carrie, who is 27 and a half years pregnant, 27 and a half months pregnant.
27 and a half weeks young today. She is looking for a bouncy ball to birth her baby. Now, I don't quite understand it.
I believe that you bounce the baby out.
Maybe. Me personally, I was saying this on Facebook. I commented, I can't even exercise on an exercise ball. I fall off.
Yes.
So if she can birth a baby while balancing on a yoga ball, I mean, I'm telling you, she has got some skills. Let me tell you, she needs to go into like, there needs to be like a whole Cirque du Soleil of
there
baby
is.
Ball bouncing, you know, whatever. That's one little, thing. Then the second thing about this is
like the little Cirque, you know, the little Cirque du Soleil doctor, you know, like a little Cirque du Soleil clown dressed up like a little doctor going out there.
Yes. And then the baby bounces, you know, plops out. But the other thing is, those balls are also used by some people who like sex toys, and they have an attachment for like a penis.
Why did I know you were going there? Why did I know you were going there?
If she buys the right one, she could birth her baby and then later have fun when she's back in shape.
Or maybe I don't presume to know a lot about female anatomy. I really don't. Because I am a gay man and, I try to distance myself from that as much as possible. But I'm just going to hazard a guess here and say that immediately after birthing a child.
That's probably
hot dog in the hallway kind of a situation there. I don't think anyone's going to be in the mood for that. And B, I don't think that would really make a difference.
It could spring the leak, so to speak.
Spring the leak.
Well, water and all kinds of stuff comes out of there at that time. They're like, oh, we need something to, stop this up. Oh, I'll sit on the ball. Regardless.
Like the little boy sticking his finger in the dike.
I don't think she's a dike.
I didn't think it either. All right. You know what? We have got so much stuff to get through this evening. Because I'll tell you what, you'll notice that I did not put a lot on the old Trello. And I'm gonna tell you why right now.
Because I put a lot on there.
Look at this.
I think is the reason.
Look at this, Adam.
It's a box. Oh, my God.
I got a package in the mail, and I'm going
to open
it.
Did you go to the P.O. box?
I don't have a P.O. box. Someone just asked me for my address, and so I was like, sure. Or, if you're going to rob us, we're not home during this time. And, we leave the keys under the mat because we have to pay for the locks if you break them. So
we don't have a P.O. box song. Make a wish.
Wishes. No. You know what? Here, I just want to say this about Fatty right now. Fatty's show would be absolutely nothing but an old man with a dog toy if it wasn't for Disney and television quiz programs, because every single piece of music that he plays on that show is either something played at Disney or it's a television quiz show.
Well, he could always talk about the love chamber.
I have a package here. I'm going to open the package later in the show. But you know what?
Oh,
what?
What's that called? A stinger? No, that's a...
I was told that the stinger is what our band plays at the end.
A teaser.
Right. That is it. I'm teasing the show.
So we're gonna open the box later, but first
I'm going to apply power to this tablet, which has been unplugged and so now has no power, and so I can't play sounds.
I'm gonna read the chat room people.
Oh, you know what, Adam? It is. It is, of course, 10:14 on Tuesday evening, and that can mean only one thing, that we are streaming live on Pride48.com. Adam, who has joined us in the chat room this evening?
It can mean that we are starting 6 minutes earlier than normal, and we have Alzard, Cosmic G, Carrie, Kathy Bacon, Mr. Pib, Noonie, Pib something or other, RT Cruiser, That Blue Jeans Guy, Toppy Smelly, Good Humor Penguin, It's All About OK Parker, mm-hmm. Ramble Redhead, and Wit.
Wit. Wit.
Wit.
Cool whip. Whip. Cool whip.
Yes.
Are you caught up on the It's All About Me podcast?
I am, although you caught me earlier today before I was caught up, because you see, as I've explained before on the show, I wait until the last minute.
I wait until I'm working out, and when I work out, I listen to It's All About
Me. I don't work out
on
Tuesdays anymore,
six times their normal speed.
No, I listened to it right before in case you quiz me.
Oh, okay.
Because last time I listened to it on like a Saturday or something like that, you asked me a question, and I, for the life of me, I couldn't remember what they talked about.
They played a particularly catchy little ditty on the last program. I don't know if you heard this or not. It is the Curtis song. Have you heard the Curtis song? I'm going to play a piece of it here now for you.
Cottage, going swimming at night.
That's hot.
Curtis, he's all over the world.
Okay, so that is the Curtis song. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I heard it, but I don't get it. I don't.
I believe the group is the Squareton Trio, and they're doing a song in celebration of the town's founder, Curtis, Curtis from the Game Night Gals. So they were singing a song about Curtis.
Well, I understand that, except I have not heard a mention of a song or the Square Town Singers or anything like that in any other episode that I've listened to.
I believe that it's the Square Town Trio that they sent in that song. You know, it's not like they're normal. It's just they sent that in. And, you know, Ed and Mark, because they have no content otherwise, like to play things that people send them in, you know. And because really, honestly, other than that, it's just a bitchy married couple yelling at each other. And then their poor, like, you know, lesbian friend stuck on Skype. I'm assuming that Dan is a lesbian. He sounds a lot like a lesbian.
He could be.
He eats a lot during the show, so I'm assuming.
Well, that would be she could be then.
As we proved in the last show, I get my genders confused quite easily. But anyway, so I know I think the Curtis song is, you know, I think it's admirable. I think, although the Squareton Trio is not exactly my cup of tea musically, stylistically, you know, I do believe that there should be, you know, a song about the founder of Squareton.
Okay.
So I have my harmonica here.
That's a big harmonica you have there.
It is. Why, thank you. I've been working out. Let me get the right key here. Did you say earlier it was a C sharp, you think?
That would be...
Oh, yeah, you're in a B flat trumpet, so a C
yes.
sharp for you would be a... Hold on a second, let's get it.
I'm a step above piano.
All right, so it's like
a B,
yeah,
B natural.
Flat, so yeah, it's like a. All right, so I think what we should do here is we need to spend some time on this, Adam, and we're not going to do it on this program here, but I just, you know, I want to. Yeah, you got your trumpet there.
I do.
All right. Oh, you're echoey. You're echoey.
I do have my trumpet here. I like to have your echo with my trumpet.
Can you give me a? All right. So what I need for you is just a nice little staccato bed here, kind of like the ukulele piece. You know, the dun da da dun da da dun da da. Make it bright. Make it bright and singy. Kind of dun da da.
I'll try.
All right. All right. Yeah, Curtis at the cottage. Right, and then I think. All right. Wait. So if I can get you to lay down that bed and we'll record that. And then maybe what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to do some looping. So you're going to have to give me like a pad. Because I think somewhere in the background is kind of like, you know, kind of be like, you know, a nice little brass pad of, you know, kind of like. La, 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 la. But it needs to be like, you know, doubled. And then I need a one that's like just a third below that. At the same time. There you go. So if you can work on that this week and get those to me, I think by the time that the live Pride 48 June event happens, I think we can unveil the new Curtis founder song.
I can do that. I can.
You know
I
what?
Can.
Maybe so you maybe wanna... maybe we could hit up some other folks, some other musical folks in the podosphere. Like maybe we could get Sater from the Sater Sphere. Maybe we get him to give us some vocals. Though it wasn't just the one person singing there. There was multiple people there in the Square Town.
Do we have a drummer?
We should probably try to find someone who is percussive out there. Yeah. So.
You know, we lost like half the chat room right then.
Well, what do you expect?
Chat room, and they're not. They're like, what do we say to this? What are they doing?
Nothing. So I think that is something that you know is a laudable goal for us to re-record that song there. So the Curtis song that we will be playing, and then you know we'll see what happens. Have you voted yet for mayor over at Square Town?
I haven't. How do you even do that? Do they have something on their website?
You just send them. You get a hold of them in any way that they can be gotten a hold of. So you can email them. You can direct message them on Twitter. You can send a Facebook message to them, a private Facebook
message.
What if
I just vote on? They listen to the show right now.
No, all voting must be private. You cannot publicly vote for TJ. You have to do that privately.
Oh, okay. I won't. Okay. I won't tell anyone on the show that I'm going to vote for TJ.
Right. And I will also vote for TJ in private. So.
Okay.
Excellent.
I'll do that. No, I have not voted yet, but I will.
All right. That took some time.
It did. Well, I have something else.
Why don't you talk about something else while I boot up the old tablet here? Go ahead.
I have two other things, so I'll try to be quick. But the first one is I've been catching up with catching up.
You've been, that is a discontinued segment. I don't know if you know that or not.
And I do.
It's
know
also
that,
it's also. Can it's I just been. Say this? Can I just say this? It's also a segment I never understood. So what we're talking about, because you people may not know what we're actually talking about. And when I say you people, of course, I'm talking about, you know, our loyal fans. We're talking about the podcast called Catching Up. It's the Joe Batant Show, right?
With Mike and Joe.
It's the Joe Batant Show starring Mike Lawson, I think.
Yeah.
And so they did this thing for a while where it's like, well, if you give us a comment or you send us a picture, a naked picture of yourself or something, we will put your name in a bag and then we'll call you, you know, we'll pick a winner and then we're going to catch up with that person.
Yeah, I have a comment about that.
Well, I was going to say, this is a very confusing contest because we never heard them catch up with the person.
No, it's true.
We just heard them later make reference to the fact that they had. So it still became all a one-sided conversation. So instead of interjecting something new into the conversation, it was really just because we don't know. We don't know. They could have been totally lying about talking to, you know, so such and such.
No, that would be what some would call lies. I don't think that would be. Anyway, that was one of my main points was, first of all, how genius it is to have a contest where the prize is to have a conversation with the host of the show.
Which is just a crappy prize.
It cost them absolutely nothing. But secondly, how egotistical or self-obsessed do you have to be to think, you know what, it is a prize to talk to me.
Right. And well, I mean, what do you expect from someone who named the show after themselves? Right? This is the Joe Batant Show. So, I mean, clearly right. It should be a clue right there that the man is very egotistical. So,
and just a couple of other points, because I've been catching up with it. I do enjoy it. Did you know that Joe has a gay cousin named Richard? Who is
not.
A week younger than him.
A week young, you say? That is amazing. I've never heard him mention that before. Maybe that must have been like just a careless aside that he made in one episode.
Yeah. The other thing is, if you have chronic diseases or other things in your life that somehow, I don't know. And before, Mike, I love you if you listen to the show.
Let's just get this clear right now. Mike Lawson does not listen to our show. You're fine.
Okay. Well, anyway, Joe or Mike, if either one of you listen, which you probably don't, but if you do, I'm not making little of it. But they always are discussing the fact that Mike has a big dick. So here's my theory. When people are handicapped in one way,
yes,
they are, you know, given something else to make up for it. So Mike has to, you know, inject himself with insulin and do, you know, all that
right.
stuff. And that's
so you're saying. So what you're trying to say here is you're trying to say that Mike Lawson's enormous penis is a byproduct of him having diabetes.
Yes, he has diabetes, and right. his
you know what,
consolation prize.
The people in chat room were at Cosmic G in the chat, or Cosmic G was asking in the chat room if we could see them. Yes, we can. However, you're talking about the plot line of Teeth, the movie Teeth, which we talked about with
yes.
Miranda last week. And I know the plot line of Teeth, and so I was just staying out of that whole thing there. I'm sure you
so
could do a
it.
Google search for that. And
I think they're a little bit self-involved. And
you know,
and,
it is not a commonly known, but you know, when Mike and Joe do their little catching up show, there are outtakes, but because those outtakes are, you know, they edit up in the cloud, right? So they leave some of those outtakes. I have an unaired outtake of one of their shows.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'd love to hear it. Wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty
you know,
sure
actually,
that was
actually, that's
that
was another Joe. Thing. Yeah. Mike acts very prudish. Joe will mention something sexual, mm-hmm. and Mike will just move right on to the next question.
Right, which is like, weird because Mike Lawson constantly posts pictures of his Grindr text on Facebook. So it's like, you know, he's clearly
you know, Joe will say something about, I don't know, he was talking something about diabetes, and Joe was like making an innuendo that, you know, I don't know, putting something in or injecting something, you know, oh yeah, you want to inject it just right or something. And Mike's like, so what's the next story, Joe? I mean, he totally.
Thank goodness we don't have anything like that on this show that we would, you know, some kind of device.
Hey
like
Adam,
that.
Hey Sharkeisha, Daddy Dave calling to say that Herb Jeffries, uh-huh. dad.
Herb Jeffries.
Jazz singer and actor known as the Bronze Buckaroo.
Dead. I talked over the opening of that. I'm going to play the beginning there again.
Hey, Adam. Hey, Sharkeisha.
Sharkeisha? I've been given the nickname.
You got me.
Sharkeisha.
I don't even know what that. And you know what? I don't know who that Herb person is, so no.
Oh, okay. Now who's Sharkeesha, Dave? I wasn't the one that said no. That was Adam that said no.
You know, I want to say people always call in and they're like, oh, Adam won't know who this person is, but you'll know, Daniel. And first of all, that's kind of a put down on you, not me, because it's saying that you're old, basically, is what they're saying. But I know a lot of people. I mean, even people that were dead before I was born. I know that. I mean, I know. I have a brain.
Do you like go to seances and you channel?
Yeah, exactly. I have the internet.
Excellent.
Too.
All right. You know what? I think we're ready now to get to the point of the show.
Daniel, are you ready?
I am ready. That is such a tired joke. And I have no production for this. I got a package in the mail.
Okay, well, like I said, we really needed.
I got a package in the mail.
You know, I guess I could. Let me give you a little.
Oh, you got to turn the reverb back on. Yeah. Package from the cottage. All right, let's. I'm going to tear into it now. Here we go. I'm cutting into the box. It is quite a lot. Adam, can you describe my box to people?
Daniel is. Oh, there. It is a large brown.
I would call
cardboard
it tan.
Box.
I would call it tan, but yes, it's large.
It is a typical cardboard box color. Uh-huh. It is taped.
It is taped quite well.
Daniel is now attempting to pierce the tape.
All right.
And he is opening the box with a pair of toenail clippers, I might add.
I'm using the stabby piece of it.
So Daniel was clipping his toenails before starting the show, and he decided.
First of all, these are fingernail clippers.
That looks like a toenail clipper to me. And why do they make toenail clippers? Why can't you just use fingernail clippers to clip your toenails?
Because your toenails are a lot bigger.
Or use toenail clippers to clip your fingernails.
All right. It looks as though faster. I have gotten bubble wrap.
Hey, that's somebody in the potosphere likes bubble wrap. I can't remember.
It's Brian. Brian from the Game Nights guys.
Yeah, maybe it is. Somebody likes to pop bubble wrap.
Dear goodness here. I have gotten this. This is a box full of things here.
It's a Pez dispenser.
But Pez dispensers from Star Trek The Next Generation. So I have a Deanna Troi, a Data, a Geordi LaForge, a Captain Riker, a Jean-Luc Picard, Commander Worf, and a Deanna Troi. Deanna Troi looks Chinese in this Pez dispenser.
You said Deanna Troi twice, so you must have.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dr. Crusher.
Beverly Crusher.
No Wesley. No Wesley, by the way. No, it's a Pez. You know, here's a fun fact. You know, the Pez factory is here in not too far from my house in Orange, Connecticut.
No, I did not know that.
We could have, instead of spending time in New York, we could have gone and taken the Pez factory tour
Going to Toys R Us and meeting Jeffrey, we could have gone to see how they make Pez.
Excellent. Thank you, guys. I love Star Trek. Thank you. I now have. You know, the thing is, my lovely cubicle at work, I have no decorations, so now I have decorations.
You know. Right. Really?
There is more.
They should have sent that to Ed and Mark because they have a Star Trek room.
Right. They have an entire room. I don't have a room. There is more. This is the Star Trek Voyager Christmas ornament. I don't see if you see that.
All right.
Now, I happen to know that this one has a thing. Whoa! Has a thing. So you plug it into the light strand and then it lights up. So the nacelles and the deflector dish here light up. So there you go.
Very nice. Very nice.
And I don't know. Is this the one that you know? So it's not like that hideous defiant one that has Worf talking. All right. So that's it. But wait, there's more. This is.
Oh, that's a big one.
Thank you. I've been working out. This is a phaser. It is a Klingon. I'm sorry, not a phaser. It's a Klingon disruptor. It has a button that says "Try me."
It sounds kind of like the grapefruit sucking.
It does actually kind of suck.
Maybe they use the same, you know, the same bit of audio for.
Excellent. Oh, and it lights up. It lights up, and so I am taking this with me to Pride 48. And they won't be there. Aww.
So who sent you this box? Did you ever say?
I believe I said maybe I said pre-show. No, this box came from Mark and Ed. So this box came from the boys over at It's All About Me.
So why do you get something from Mark and Ed and I get nothing?
Well, let me tell you why. First of all, I was scared to death that they were going to send me kittens through the mail. That was my first thought. That they're going to send me kittens and that they're going to be dead by the time they get here. But no, I am in the chat room. They said they didn't send you anything because melons don't ship.
That is an old joke.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And Alzard has it. Is it right? Alzard has it correct after it because I listen to their show, Adam. That's why.
I do listen to their show.
I get stuff. No, this was a thank you for the stupidest fucking thing in the world. Actually,
for being a friend.
If they knew Vera Charles any better.
Oh my gosh.
They would not be sending, because I managed to rope Vera Charles into a chat room with them. They sent me thank you presents.
I could have introduced them to Auntie Vera.
Which it is apropos that they sent me a Klingon disruptor because, you know, Vera has that Star Trek phaser that she was.
Auntie Vera and I are close.
So now I have the antithesis, is that correct? I have the antithesis of her Star Trek phaser. I have a Klingon disruptor, bitch. So,
Auntie Vera invited me on the next cruise of a lifetime.
Is she going to pay your way?
I'm supposed to carry Conscience's luggage.
Conscience has not made it on a single fucking cruise. I'll just have you know.
Well, then maybe I won't be going either.
He's probably going to try to put you in the same category as. All right, let's get to our phone caller. Yes, hello.
Celebrity Pet Phone, calling in for Stormé de la Varie, a longtime member of the Stonewall Veterans Association and a pioneer LGBT activist, died Saturday morning at 93 years old. The Bronx LGBTQ Center called her the Rosa Parks of the Kent Police Division.
Is he reading from Wikipedia?
The Rosa Parks. So she was the drag queen that just couldn't get out of her seat. I am been walking around on these high heels all day long, and fuck you, I'm sitting in the bus. Is that what I'm led to believe here?
So that's underhanded move.
What was her name? Stormé something?
Stormé something or other.
Stormé. I don't even know how
Stormé
to
Stormé de la Font? I don't know.
Stormé de la Varie? Is that it? Stormé.
Maybe.
Stormé de la Varie, born in New Orleans to a white father and a black mother, was a lesbian whose scuffle with police was one of the defining moments of the Stonewall riots. You know what? I don't know who she was, but then I think that, you know, that probably does deserve an entry into the contest. You know, I'm going to suspend that particular rule because, you know, honestly, you could see like some old fag coming up to you like at the parade and going like, oh my God, Stormé de la Varie died. And you go, who's that? You stupid little twink. How do you not know anything about our history? You know what I'm saying? They would get all like hoity about that.
I was going to say that was kind of an unfair, you know, he called in about a gay rights, you know.
I gave him the point. I'm just saying.
No, I know. What I was going to say is that was an underhanded trick on Christian's part. But did he even say who he was, by the way?
I don't know if he did or not. But that was Christian from Pleased to Meet
You. He broke the rules as well. He didn't tell us who he was. But okay, fine, Christian Messer.
Ethan really likes your trumpet playing. Ethan,
it was sucky.
Ethan loves your trumpet.
Thank you, Ethan.
Excellent. All right. Let's see. So we opened the package. We've done all that stuff. Is Kathy Bacon in the chat room?
I don't know. I think she went to bed. Yeah,
she went to bed. All right. Excellent.
But I do. I don't know if you want to do yours next, but I did want to cover my last thing. So you can go first if you'd like. But
I'm just going to move mine. I'm going to move it away. So there, you go ahead. Because that was really, it was all for Kathy Bacon. And Kathy Bacon's not even here. So.
Well, actually, this is kind of for Kathy Bacon as well, but I need to get it out there this week.
Well, then go for it.
Because here is the thing.
The things we do in this fucking, podcast for that woman. And she doesn't even have the courtesy.
Well, it's not for her, but I needed her advice. I needed her opinion. Anyway. But so I'll get the chat room's opinion, and then if Kathy listens to this later in the week, she can email me or whatever. But I wanted to take Mark on a trip for our anniversary. It'll be our 2-year anniversary of being boyfriends or whatever on July 4th.
Being boyfriends.
And yes, boyfies. It's our second boyfie anniversary. Mm-hmm. And
it's a boyfieversary.
Yes, probably we both like to travel. So rather than, you know, just buying gifts or whatever, I thought, okay, we'll go on a trip. But it's a little bit too late to buy plane tickets because it would be rather expensive. We're only a month away. And so I thought, oh, well, we'll just take a driving trip because we do that sometime and we'll do a long weekend.
Yes.
And I have got this wild hair that I would like to go to Mount Rushmore.
To Mount Rushmore in South Dakota.
Yes, it's 13 and a half hours drive for me, but yes. We would see a lot of different states on the way. It let you like pass through Kansas and Missouri and Nebraska and Iowa. Kind of, you drive kind of on the border of those states. But anyway, and there's the Black Woods, the Black something or other.
The Black Forest?
Something. I don't know. There's something there. There are like three or four different national parks right there around Mount Rushmore that look beautiful. And all I was going to ask is it worth it? I mean, I've never been and I've always wanted to go. There's Crazy Horse.
It's Crazy Horse.
Anyway, so my idea is we drive, you know, halfway the day before July 4th. We drive the rest on July 4th.
So give me, because there's nothing. There is literally nothing in South Dakota. South Dakota is just God's wasteland of, I mean, that's why they carved those presidents in there, because they were like, where should we put this God-awful thing? Oh, let's put it in South Dakota because no one will care.
Well, it's not cities, but, you know, there's like the things I'm talking about, the beautiful national parks.
All right, but tell me what states you're going to be going through to get to South Dakota.
There's nothing. I just told you.
I didn't.
Kansas.
Kansas. There's nothing
Missouri,
in Kansas. There's nothing in Missouri.
Iowa. Nebraska. Although you kind of split. The highway literally like is on the border of mm-hmm. Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, and you cut across into South Dakota. But I think it would be an adventure, right? No?
Well, yeah, probably. I would say, he
likes to take photos.
Are you going to be anywhere near Salem, South Dakota?
Well, I don't know. We have to drive all the way across the state to get to Mount Rushmore.
Because there is a gay campground in Salem.
Oh, no,
South
no,
Dakota.
No.
You could go there and, you know,
I know what's involved with the gay campground.
What? There's camping and bonfires and, you know, people making s'mores. And
naked 75-year-old men. I have no
idea what you're talking about. This is South Dakota. South Dakota, just do a Google search of South Dakota men. I'm sure they're lovely. Let's see.
If you do a search of South Dakota, it looks like there's a lot to do. I mean, just look at for images of Custer State Park, for instance. It's all these beautiful formations.
So you'll go to a state park, but you won't go to a gay campground.
Well, anyway, I just want to know, that's all. But does everyone think that's a horrible idea? The chat room's not. I don't know what they're talking about.
The chat room has literally been off. They've just been talking about everything except anything. Because we've been boring the fuck out of them. So that's
I guess. But anyway, I just wanted to know, maybe because Kathy lives in South Dakota, has she been to those places?
All right. So we will wait in here. I am going to go ahead and give you my answer.
Okay.
I have been to South Dakota. I have been to Mount Rushmore.
All right.
I don't know how to put this. So have you ever been to, Cape Kennedy, Cape Canaveral in Florida? It used to be Cape Canaveral, then they renamed it Cape Kennedy, and then they renamed it back to Cape Canaveral.
I've not, but Florida is like a 24-hour drive
No.
So.
I'm making an illustrative point here. So
okay.
You've never been there, so, you know, a lot of people, I want to go see where the space shuttles are launched, and, you know, I want to go see the space shuttle, right? And so they'll go to the Space Center in Florida. But because it's a huge fucking rocket, right, and it has enough power to propel a multi-ton vehicle into space, the closest you can safely be to the launch pad is about 5 miles away. So you can see the space shuttle better on TV than you can actually there in person. Now, Mount Rushmore is a very large carving into a mountain. But because there's no way to fence off a mountain, they kind of have to fence you off near the bottom of the mountain to keep people from hiking up and, you know, chipping off a piece of Abe Lincoln's nose or whatever. So the closest you can actually get to Mount Rushmore, it's not that impressive. It actually looks better on the postcards, you know, with the extreme telephoto close-up pictures of it and stuff.
I understand that, but I mean, there's more than that. So there's the experience of just seeing it in person, because I like to actually be somewhere, right?
Okay.
And we could go to the Corn Museum.
The Corn Museum.
The Corn Castle,
you know what,
or whatever it's called.
I did not know that was on the table. I now change my vote. I demand that you go to South Dakota and bring me back. I would like, from Vegas this year, I would like a Corn Castle t-shirt.
I'm sorry. It's called, wait. I don't want to give it a short shrift here. It's called the Corn Palace.
I want a Corn Palace t-shirt this year in Vegas.
But there's more
than
that.
And if you buy me an extra large, I will slap the fuck out of you. I wear a large, not an extra large.
There's Badlands National Park.
Now, the Badlands, I actually camped in the Badlands because when I was in South Dakota, I was with the Boy Scouts. So I actually camped in the Badlands is beautiful. However, it was 115 degrees the day that we went through there. And then it like dropped to like 40 degrees and started hailing. It's like the weirdest fucking weather in the world.
Would that not be an experience? Drive through the Badlands, see Mount Rushmore.
Yes, it would absolutely be an experience. Let's go to our death phone here. Yes, hello.
Hey, Daniel. Hey, Shaquanda. This is Daddy Dave calling to let you know that self-righteous and pompous poet Maya Angelou has died. Maya Angelou.
Maya Angelou has died. Indeed, Daddy Dave, that is a absolute... Maya Angelou did die. I'm surprised. I think people actually shamed RT Cruiser into not calling about that.
I don't know, but I do want to say I have performed on stage with Maya Angelou before.
So here's my one memory of Maya. Well, I have more than one, but my one most vivid memory of Maya Angelou did not actually involve her. It involved Harvey Fierstein, who was doing an imitation of Maya Angelou, where this is after Clinton's inauguration when her poem Rise that she had written. Harvey Fierstein said something along the lines of, you know, like the wig on top of a Dallas drag queen, I will rise. That's it. That's all I remember. Oh, wait, I do. I do remember when they put the figure of Bill Clinton in the Hall of Presidents at Disney. And I went there, and every time the new president comes, they put a new figure in the Hall of Presidents that gives the speech. So the president actually records a speech. Like, if you went there now, it'd be Barack Obama, right? And he records a speech, and Bush before that, and Clinton before that. So when I went with Clinton, they redid the opening of it, and it was read by Maya Angelou. But I didn't recognize her voice because it's just a disembodied voice. And I thought it was someone doing that Men on Film voice.
Four score and 7 years ago, our country set off for three snaps in a Z formation. You know, it's just like Maya Angelou sounds a lot like Blaine from Guys on Film, which was an old Living Color sketch.
Well, anyway, I was in the Turtle Creek Corral. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that to anyone, but she...
Really? You know, I heard once that Joe Batanz had a cousin that is gay,
right,
that is a week younger than him.
I don't think he was ever in the Turtle Creek Corral, but we sang in the Meyerson Symphony Center, and Maya Angelou read poetry in between our songs.
Nice.
So it was fantastic. I've also performed with Joan Rivers, by the way.
Who, by the way, did not. Read poetry.
No, she did not. I met her, too. She's a very nice lady. Anyway.
Joan Rivers is a very nice lady?
Yeah. So, anyway, if anybody has any, or if you think that's a horrible idea, you know, voicemail or email, whatever.
Right. We got it.
And I would like to know, are there any good hotels anywhere around there? Because it looks like all they have is Super 8.
I told you there's a gay campground there. You can
so, I'd like a four-star hotel that we could stay in.
Or a gay campground.
Break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it.
DI Plus technology segment brought to you by... Oh, dear God. See, it doesn't just interrupt you. Sometimes it interrupts the tech segment when it plays. It's like, let's say we got another phone call here. Yes, hello. Hello.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
It's just a minor celebrity this time. Kendrick's tracksuit case, Mr. Black.
What?
Has died and gone to the big carousel in the sky.
What?
Bye.
Who?
I have no idea. I told you, I can't understand RT Cruiser when he... some black suitcase?
There's a black man that died.
Mr. Black suitcase?
A black man died, and that get big. It's, you know, it's Australia. I guess that's big news over there, that a black guy died. Because they're quite racist over there.
You know, just to answer the chat room.
Yes.
Kathy Marshall wanted to know what I performed with Joan Rivers. We sang a half of a concert, and she did comedy for the second act.
So instead of reading poems between your songs, Joan Rivers told jokes. So you'd get finished singing, and she'd go like, oh, I talked to Edgar, oh, and then you would sing again.
And I don't remember, there was one musical number where she actually performed with us, and I can't remember what it was. But anyway, there you go.
I think I have a recording of it. Would you like to hear it?
Sure. I'd love to.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's get to our tech. We're in the tech segment here. Before, we were so rudely interrupted by the death phone here. We have a question coming in on the old tech line here. Let's listen to it, shall we?
Hey, guys. It's Bacon. So I have a tech question.
Yes.
I'm going to do this little show with hats.
Yes. The Mayo
cast. Can y'all be quiet, please? I'm calling somebody and leaving a message. Very important.
Right. Yes.
Anyway, I'm going to do this podcast with hats.
Yes.
And I don't know what I need for, like, a headphone, a speaker, a microphone, or whatever. If you could just let me know, and I could buy something, you know, reasonable.
Right, yes.
You know, obviously, I don't want a $1,000 setup or a $300 setup or, you
right.
know, a $100 yes. setup. But if there's something for $99.99, I could probably do that. But anyway, the other thing is I do have a
yes.
Dell laptop in the house that I could use. So I will use that, and I look forward to somebody telling us how to do this. So thank you. Looking forward to it. I'm so excited. And
yeah.
This isn't like a...
Yes.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, great.
So I do have a question.
Yes.
She's doing a podcast with Hat M, right?
She is. It is called the Mayo Cast. And we'll get to the schedule on Pride 48 in a minute. But yes, is the Mayo Cast she's doing with Hat
so
M.
So is he running the stream?
Yes,
or
yes.
is she?
Yeah, no, he's running the stream.
So does he have a mixer and all that?
He's in like Bulgaria or something. This is going to be a Skype thing. Don't. But yes, he is capable of bringing people in on Skype. He does it all the time.
Okay. I was going to say, because, man, that would be a little complicated for...
Right.
All you need is like a USB microphone.
Can I just... No.
Yeah.
Do not listen to Adam. Whatever Adam just said, just completely disregarded.
Well,
that is
what?
Completely incorrect. What you need is a Logitech USB headset, not a USB microphone, because you want to be able to hear using your headphones and be able to speak. And the nice thing about the Logitech brand that a lot of the other USB brands do not do is that the Logitech brands actually echo. Then the result, you'll actually hear your own voice in your headphones also, which is very disconcerting to speak on those things when you can't hear your own voice, which a lot of them do. They don't push the contents of the mic through to your headphones. So I recommend the Logitech gaming headsets, any of them, as long as they're USB. They range in price from $26.27 here on Amazon, all the way up to like $50, depending on which model you get. Make sure it is a USB headset. And if you get that, like some of the nicer ones actually have a little mute button on it, so you can mute, you know, just by clicking on the little button there to mute yourself. But yes, because what you need is very important when you're doing a podcast, especially over Skype, is you need to have headphones on, because you cannot use your speakers to play the person that is speaking to you, because then your microphone will pick up those speakers and it will echo back. Someone in the chat room is saying that they have a Logitech H600 and they work well. Any of the USB, because you don't necessarily want to count on the fact that you're going to be able to find the inputs and outputs on your computer for the for your mics and your headsets, and some of them are weird. So just get the USB, because it's got its own sound card built into it. It'll have its own drivers with it. You just plug it in and go. So, and then you tell Skype or whatever that you do that there.
Yeah, that'll work. I was thinking mics have better, you know, if depending on what you get, could have better audio quality. But yeah, a headset might be easier for someone.
And someone wants to know if I can recommend a good wireless model. There isn't a good wireless model. Wireless is the work of the devil, and it should never be used. Actually, to take that back, I have USB headsets, and my computer has USB. I mean, I'm sorry. I have Bluetooth headsets that I use for my phone, but my computer also has Bluetooth on it, and I've successfully used those. The thing about wireless, even with Bluetooth, is you're transmitting. I just burped. I'm so sorry. You're transmitting, and...
What was that?
FCC... That was just Diet Dr. Pepper. FCC regulations prevent anyone from being able to broadcast using any kind of wattage whatsoever. It's like you're in the milliwattages and stuff. And so And also, all consumer devices, including routers and everything else, are restricted to the 2.4 gigahertz band range. So it's like you're competing with everyone and you can't put any power to them. And so it's like wireless is shit, unless you live out in the middle of nowhere, right? If you're in any kind of modern city or anywhere near neighbors that have, you know.
Well, Kathy Bacon lives in South Dakota. And as we said before,
that is really.
There's nothing in South Dakota except for Buffalo and Badlands.
Right. Excellent.
So,
all right, here we go. That was the oh, that was it. That was the only tech segment that we had there. That was the only tech question that we had. So.
Ow! Buy it easy. it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it.
The news.
All right, so this story keeps moving down the page. Twitter was abuzz Wednesday with pictures and complaints after a dog pooed in the... Now it's moving up. After a dog pooed in the middle of a Philadelphia-bound flight, forcing an emergency landing.
An emergency landing because someone had to carry their dog in their little handbag and it pooed.
Yes, you read right, Daniel. Dog poop forced an emergency landing. According to passengers aboard U.S. Airways Flight 598 from Los Angeles to Philadelphia, those passengers took to Twitter to document the smelly ordeal. Passengers
really?
Said the large dog...
Why couldn't they just clean it? Why couldn't they just scoop it up, go put it in the airplane toilet, and flush it?
Well, they said the large dog went to the bathroom in the plane's aisles as many as 3 times, making people nearby physically ill. It says the second time after the dog pooped, they ran out of paper towels. They didn't have anything else. The pilot comes on the radio and says, hey, we have a situation in the back. We're going to have an emergency landing, or we're going to have emergency land.
All right. So now everyone in the chat room is doing this thing that they always do in the internet comments, right? Which is, well, maybe it was a service dog. Did you ever think of that? Was it a service dog? Was it a service dog? Was it a dog for the blind or the deaf?
You know, it doesn't say. It doesn't. They just show a bunch of the Twitter posts. So the full-size dog that's on my flight, well, it did what dogs do and went to the bathroom when it felt like it, smack dab in the middle of the aisle.
All right, but I would just like to point out, it really doesn't matter whether it's, I was just complaining that the airline, like, would force an emergency. No one had a bottle of Febreze, really? How do you run out of paper towels on an airplane?
I don't know.
Really,
and,
I mean,
and really,
were there no napkins with, you know, with the little silverware that they use for the food or whatever? Could they?
They say it's a large dog, but really, I thought you were only allowed to bring a dog on unless it fits underneath the seat in front of you. The dog has to be small enough to fit in the seat and under the seat in front of you.
I am being told. Hold on, this just in from the chat room. I'm being told that full size dogs allowed in the cabin are usually service dogs. Was it Jay?
Anyway.
By the way, was it Jay? Was it blind guy Jay?
It doesn't say. They've removed names to protect the innocent.
The names were changed to protect the guilty.
So in our next story, this was only interesting because I've been there, and I think I mentioned it in one of our shows, but
yes.
A California.
I've never been to California.
A California family visiting the Willis Tower in Chicago, which used to be the Sears Tower.
What are you talking about, Adam?
Said they heard the glass flooring on its 103rd floor sky deck begin to crack Wednesday night while they were taking in views of the city. So I just want to describe this a little bit. There is a 4-foot box made of glass that juts out over the city of Chicago.
Yes.
That you wait in line to stand on this glass and like look straight down.
Yes.
103 stories down.
Right.
So, which Mark and I did this.
Now, a spokesman from the building. Is it glass or plexiglass?
It's glass.
Well, that's just stupid. Okay.
I'm pretty sure. So, a spokesman from the building said the sound came from the coating on the glass and the family was never in danger, the Chicago Sun-Times reported. And then we have a quote from one of the guys, the Sun. They say occasionally this happens, but that's what it was designed to do.
Honestly, if you're fat enough to crack the coating on glass, you are in danger. You're in danger of heart attacks, diabetes. You're in danger of like getting winded on your way to the elevator. You really, honestly, should go and see a physician.
I don't know. So it says, you know, they had just told the people that the floor was completely unbreakable. Nothing to worry about, ladies and gentlemen. And it says, I had my palms on the floor and I could feel it cracking. A 23-year-old guy said to the Chicago Tribune, honestly, I was in shock and disbelief and they were scared. Anyway.
You know, Turnipet is in the chat room. He is a former flight attendant, or maybe he is still flight attendant. I don't know if I think he's grounded at the moment. But I'm just saying, maybe Turnipet is a dog ever shat on your flight? Anyway, go ahead. Move on. to the next.
Anyway, that's it. So Mark and I were stood on probably in that very
spot. Now I've seen the two of you, and the two of you soaking wet did not weigh more than 200 pounds. So in no danger of breaking the glass.
I told him, I said, what would we do if it broke? Anyway, so last story in Albuquerque, a New Mexico cook who is accused of serving tainted cheese sandwiches to state corrections employees on the sly might end up with something a little worse than double secret probation. While working at the South Valley New Mexico Women's Recovery Academy in Albuquerque, Yolanda something or other allegedly licked pieces of cheese.
Yes.
Put them on sandwiches and served them to probation and parole officers.
Yes.
During one such occasion, she allegedly told an officer, quote, she'd make him
an officer
her special grilled cheese sandwich.
Yes.
Before licking the cheese.
And then cooking it.
She reportedly said.
Wait. By licking the cheese and then cooking it.
It doesn't say it was grilled cheese. It just says it was a cheese sandwich.
This, I don't get this. I really don't get this. Help me understand this, Adam.
I will do my best.
Help me understand this. All right. Let's say that you were out at a bar. You met some nice gentleman at a bar in your younger years when you were single. And
I don't let them lick my cheese.
But you brought him home with you, and you went into the bedroom. You put your tongue in places that you never would, you know, normally in polite company put your tongue, right? I'm just saying, and, you know, you're kissing. He's like...
Maybe in his melon.
He is scraping the plaque off your teeth with his tongue at some point in time.
Okay.
And then the next morning... Oh, can I use your toothbrush? Ew! Help me to understand this, Adam. It's like, it is not like licking a piece of cheese is going to... Now, did she have a cold? Was she like transmitting some other kind of thing? Because I hate to explain, you know, to break it down like this, but it's going to go through your digestive system, which is largely made up of acids and things that break down food. So any kind of like surface bacteria or whatnot that's going to be on that piece of cheese is going to be insignificant to the amount of bacteria and germs floating around in the air that your immune system is fighting off all the time. So it's gross, but this is not putting someone's life in mortal danger unless she has tuberculosis or something.
No, it's true. It's true. But it must be illegal to lick someone's cheese. I don't know, because she may be getting some time. I don't know.
So is that Havarti in your pocket there? Are you just happy to see
yeah.
me?
I got That's it.
Another. It's been a very busy week here in the old death cave, I guess. Yes, hello.
Hey, Romo. Hey, Baloo. This is Daddy Dave, just calling to let you know that Marilyn Beck, entertainment columnist,
yes,
dead. It's like, she's dead!
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, don't know. Sorry. Sorry, Daddy Dave. You know what? You can hear Daddy Dave on Pride 48 on June 20th through 22nd. He'll be on the Pod Cub show.
Hey, you know, is Daddy Dave trying to take RT Cruiser's place
I think we've upset RT Cruiser that he's no longer calling. I think, you know. But
he called once.
7 p.m. on Saturday evening. Thank you for asking. Is when Pod Cubs is on June 21st on Pride 48. Anyway, let's see. Where are we at in our thing here? We've done that. We've done that. We've done that. That means it's time to do this. It's the Pride 48 Summer Fantasy Movie League, brought to you in part by Pride 48 and your friends at DI Plus. Excellent. I'm going to head over here to the old website, summermovieleague.com, and let's find out where we're at right now. It would appear that the Blue Jeans Guy Studio and Half Moon Cat Studios and Kay Rose, which is our very own Carrie, are tied for first place right now in the contest.
So you keep saying that some of us who are like in the middle of the pack around, say, 20 or 22, I don't know where I'm
yes.
at now because I'm not looking,
yes,
are going to just go right up. You know, we're going to inch right up because we didn't pick blended.
No,
but still, the people who chose blended are still at the top.
But that's because, all right, this is not a sprint. This is a marathon. This is it is the movies that are coming out, you know, from that day, the Labor Day day, all the way through Memorial Day or whatever the two that flip them around from Memorial Day to Labor Day. This is a sprint. Yeah, so sprint-wise, yes, of course, Blue Jean Sky is in those three are tied for first place, but they have chosen Blended and A Million Ways to Lose This Game in the West, or whatever that movie is called. It's
A Million Ways to Die in the West, I believe.
Which has grossed, on its opening weekend, a paltry $18 million, and that's actually counting in the weekday sales after the opening weekend. It is a complete dog. So as long as you don't pick a horrible film, because remember, they've now shot four of their bullets out of their 10-chamber gun, and you have only shot two. So you've got more shots coming behind them. So
that's true, I do.
You've got more chances to pass them there. But like I said, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And there is a humongous tie for fourth place here, like or third place here. It's like a 25-way tie or something like that.
So I think we all chose the same movies or something.
Well, you know, it's all very, very close. And it's all going to come down to the ranking at the end. However, I would just like to point out a couple of things. Number one, we have a brand new entry, All About Ken, who has joined us here. And so because he has, you know, joined late and he couldn't pick those, the two high grossing films right there. So he's at zero. And then the young Bankston child is also at zero. Same reason, came in late. But I like this one. Romo, the Cantaloupalingus studio from Romo, is at zero because he never chose movies until today. He was actually in before the movies opened. He just never added movies to his list until now.
So he thought, oh, I'll just sign
up.
I'll just
do it later. And yeah, so he's sitting at zero also. So, but I would like to point out to you, if you went in and you joined up to the movie thing, you picked the movies that were there, make sure you go back in at some point and check. They've added new movies that have been opening because movie opening dates get changed all the time. They've added in a bunch of new movies today for the because I had this sickening, uneasy feeling about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I just did not like that being on my list because I think it's going to be a total dog of a movie. So I was looking for something to replace that with. And today they added in a whole bunch of new opening movies that I could choose from. Anyway, make sure you go over to summermovieleague.com and check it out and you can see it.
And if you don't...
Go ahead.
If you don't know the information, on every post for the entire summer that we do, we will have the link and the password.
Excellent. Brought to you from your friends at DI Plus and Pride 48, the Summer Fantasy Movie League. Excellent. You know, I don't know if you know this or not. That's called a stinger.
It is. You're right.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yeah!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
I always have to wonder what it sounds like downstairs.
Like you going.
Because, I mean, we live in a one-bedroom apartment with a loft. So, you know, Robert can hear me while I'm recording. Of course, he can't hear anything except me. So he can't hear the music or anything because I'm wearing headphones. So for downstairs, it must just sound like, you know, me sitting there, why, Dora? And then, you know, la, la, la. I'll have to get him to record it.
Here is the first.
Yes.
Birthday.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was still playing Dora. Go ahead. This is Aretha Franklin.
It is not Aretha Franklin.
This is not Aretha Franklin. This is Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Wow, it's all about Mark is very... Oh, it's both of them tonight. Wow. They're on the ball.
It's Gladys Knight.
It is Gladys Knight and the Pips, although it's only Gladys Knight's birthday, or it was her birthday. Gladys Knight was 70 years old.
70 years young.
Yes. So happy birthday, Gladys Knight. And I did, you know, I did not realize that she sang that song. That the
I
Gladys
did not,
Knight
I did not either.
Pips
I obviously
sang
I,
that
I,
song.
I thought it was somebody else.
For some reason, I thought it was a man. But anyway, here we go. This is, as you'll hear, this is talking. This is not a song.
You thought it was like Marvin Gaye or something like that.
Something, you know, Smokey Robinson.
One of those black men.
Yeah, one of those.
It was Romo.
Yes, exactly.
It was probably Romo. It's probably Romo that, or Joe in Dallas.
One of those black men. Right. Okay, here we go.
The obsessive sandwich measuring that is sweeping the world. Now, it all started when an Australian teenager posted a picture on Facebook of his Subway.
That is the mellifluous tones of Gloria Vanderbilt's child, Anderson Cooper.
Like this, and I quote, with regards to
yes,
the, size of
the silver fox himself.
Subway footlong is, you know, a registered trademark. I don't know if I ever mentioned this before, but I used to have the biggest crush on Anderson Cooper because he used to come on a news show that was only played in classrooms.
Yes.
And it was on a channel that they called Channel One.
Channel One.
And they put all these televisions in all of our classrooms, and every morning we listened to Channel One News. And Lisa Ling was on there. I don't know if you guys know who Lisa Ling is. She used to be on The View for a while. And Anderson Cooper got his start on Channel One News. He would do all of their traveling reporting, whatever it's called. Anyway, back when I was in junior high, I just thought he was the cutest thing. So Anderson Cooper is 47 years old.
He is my age.
You're not 47.
Yes, I am. Anderson Cooper and I are the same age.
Are you 47?
Yes.
You're not.
I swear I am. I was born in 1967.
I don't think you're 47. I thought you were younger than that. Really? You're going to be 50 in 3 years? I'm going to be doing a podcast with a 50-year-old?
Yeah.
Let's take a look.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lisa Ling.
And I'm Anderson Cooper. This is Channel One News. You can hear shots ringing out all the time. That was kind of close.
In Brazil, you have...
That was a YouTube clip of them.
Yes, Lisa Ling and Anderson Cooper. They were the two main ones on there.
Excellent. Yeah, so happy birthday, Anderson Cooper. Who's next on the old hit parade here?
I was looking for a clip of him giggling because there's this,
he does.
This
he
thing
giggles
about him
like
giggle.
A girl.
He giggles a lot. But anyway, that was fine.
Yes.
So here's the next one. This is one of the people in these ads that you're going to hear.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC. You know, we use a lot of the same kinds of programs.
Yeah, like
Microsoft. Let me ask you this.
But
are they attractive or not?
Well, you know, it depends on how you look at these
Do
things.
You consider them attractive or not?
I do consider them attractive.
It's Justin Long.
Yeah, it is.
The other choice,
Long.
The other choice was John Hodgman, which I know that you do not find John Hodgman.
Well,
attractive.
You know, depends on what you're into. Justin Long, who is a Mac.
He is. You know,
and I think
Justin Long was on It's All About Ed, or They Call Me Ed. What was that show? The one with Tom Cavanaugh on it? Ed. I think it was just called Ed. He was on that
show. I don't know, but all I know is he's a Mac, and I don't think he's done anything else in his life.
That is not true. Justin Long was in the greatest movie ever made, Galaxy Quest.
Okay. Well, he's around my age. He's just a tad bit older than me.
How old is he?
He is 36 years old.
Oh, he's the same age I am. He's 36.
Right.
I get it. So now I'm just trying to narrow down how old you think it was, so that next time that I'm, you know, find myself needing to put myself on a social app, I can use that new age. Because you clearly don't think I look old enough to be 47. But
I don't think you're 47. I look 47.
But I look too old to be 36. So what
I thought.
So if I was filling out my Grindr profile right now, what age should I put?
No, I'm not going by how you look. I'm saying I thought you were around 43 or 44. I didn't think you were 47. So
okay.
Anyway, all right. So here is our next one.
Very, very eloquent that you skipped.
In unusual situations,
you don't always get what you expect.
This.
But sometimes, unusual situations.
This is Morgan Freeman.
Yes, it is Morgan Freeman.
This is Morgan Freeman breathing helium.
It is Morgan Freeman breathing helium. For some show where they talk about physics.
It took me a while. You know, Morgan Freeman got his start on The Electric Company, a children's television, you know, education program. So he's always had an interest in doing educational shows. So.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. You know, Morgan Freeman, I hear, is almost a full Morgan Freeman.
Years old.
That makes him almost 77 years old. You know, that's the same age I am. He's, Morgan Freeman and I are the same age. Excellent.
Wow. Wow. You have aged in this show.
Trust me, yes, I have.
You're like a gnat or something. You know, you're going to, by the time the show is done, you'll be dead.
Like we'll a mayfly of the potosphere, I shall age and die quickly.
All right. Yes. So this next one has two theme songs.
All right. Here
so
we go.
Here we go.
This is the theme to Benson?
Yes, it is the theme to Benson.
Benson. All right. Yes.
And it is not Robert Guillaume's birthday.
It's not Robert Guillaume, so it must be. All right, go ahead and play your second clue. I know
who
it is.
But our second one is this little ditty right here.
This is the theme to Boston Legal.
Why, yes, it is the theme to Boston Legal.
And so the thing that these two shows had in common, Benson and Boston Legal, is Odo. I can't think of the
Although
guy's...
Although he's not Odo in either one of those shows.
I know, but I can't think of his actual name. Is Odo. What's his name? It's Odo. He also did the voice of the chef in The Little Mermaid. The chef that was trying to cut up
That's
Sebastian
true.
The crab. Oh, what's his name? It's Odo.
It's a French-sounding name.
Yes, it's French. He's a French. There we go. René
It's René Aubergenois. Yes.
That just sounds pretentious, doesn't it? Oh, my name's René Aubergenois.
Well, I don't know. I could look him up on Wikipedia. I don't know if he actually is French or something like that. But anyway. And we've done him before, I will admit. But some of these iconoclastic people,
yes,
when I see their name come up, I have to do them.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
He's 74 years old.
74 years young. You know, he's the same age as I am. I'm 74.
Wow. You're ageless.
I am.
Timeless.
I am one for the ages.
And those are your birthdays, unless someone in the Pride 48 community had one and I didn't know. But anyway, that's all that I have.
Great job! Thank you so much for helping me sing my way to La Fiesta. I couldn't have done it without you. See you soon. Hasta luego.
Bye, Dora.
Excellent. Oh, right inside the context. I mean, let's see who this is.
Oh.
Hi, this is Tim in Minnesota.
Yes.
Calling the RT Cruiser Celebrity Death
Phone. Oh.
Ann B. Davis, Alice from the Brady Bunch, passed away.
Oh, Alice doesn't live here anymore. Yes, indeed. What am I hearing? You're playing something and I'm hearing it on my side.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to, but it didn't get to the...
Excellent. Yes, you are correct. Tim in Alaska, it is Ann B. Davis has passed away. Alice from the Brady Bunch. What was I going to say? I was going to say something. Oh, no, that was not Tim in Alaska. That was Tim in Minnesota. So sorry, Tim in Minnesota. Did you put him down for an entry into the contest there? And then we have one final entry into the death contest here tonight. Is this a hoax?
Hey, Big Daddy. Hey, Annie Vera. This is Daddy Dave calling for his Liberty Death phone.
Uh-huh.
Lou Ferrigno.
Lou Ferrigno.
The Hulk.
Yes.
Dead.
Ferrigno.
Dead.
That is incorrect.
Dead. Have a nice day.
Mm. Yeah. Lou Ferrigno is not dead. He is 62 years old.
No, he's not.
Yeah. Living, he's alive and well. He's still deaf. Still deaf, but alive and well. As far as we know.
Here's a story of a lovely lady.
Who was bringing a tree there? But Ambie Davis
dead.
Is dead.
Ambie Davis dead. Actually, you know what, Adam? We do have some voicemails that we can get to here. Let's get to them, shall we?
Yes, by all means.
By the way, I like that Tim in Minnesota called it the RT Cruiser death phone. It's like, I kind of feel like maybe we should just get him to sponsor the death phone, and then we could call it the RT Cruiser, you know.
He could pay the prize.
Right, it's the celebrity death phone brought to you by RT Cruiser. And it would talk to your employer, RT Cruiser, see if, you know, they want to do that, and then we can, you know, it'll be like a promotional thing. You're going to win anyway, so they'll just give you the money.
So we got another call while we were recording. I can't pre-listen to it, but we can certainly play it if you want.
Well, let's play the two that we have. So okay. And then we'll get to that one. So let's go to our first phone call, shall we? Hello. Oh, I have to click on it first.
Hey, I'm calling to leave a message for Kathy Bacon. I was just going to say I'm at Bronx right now, and they have chocolate-dipped cones.
Really?
So, okay, bye.
Where? Where was this caller calling from? From
Brahms.
What is that? I don't know what Brahms is.
Brahms is an ice cream. It's kind of like a Dairy Queen, except they have it's real ice cream. So they do actual scoops of ice cream, and they make sundaes. But they also have burgers and fries and all that. And they also, weirdly enough, have a small grocery store with fresh produce and
now, do they offer that as a flavor, like the grocery store flavor? Do they?
I don't know.
Excellent. Thank you. That call came in from anonymous. I don't know who that was, but thank you for passing.
I don't
that
know.
Along. You know, we like to we pride ourselves on being an information clearinghouse here on DA Plus. So we like to pass that information along to. That's correct. They're pointing out in the chat room, Kathy Bacon. I know you do not listen to It's All About Me, but if you did, you would know that Tasty Freeze also has dip cones. So, all right, let's move on to the next phone call here. Hello.
Hey, guys, it's Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
I am so massively bummed that I missed the live show with Miranda on it. It was nice to hear from her. I haven't heard from her since...
Callback 7.
To callback 7, probably.
Exactly.
Also, since we're just bringing old Dubious Intent / Daniel Brewer co-host back...
Yes, yes.
We should bring back some, you know... Naughty Bed Monkey and Aiden? No.
Aiden, right. Aiden.
Is it Aiden?
Yeah, it's
Anyhow.
Aiden. Yeah.
Alden, that's his name. And see if we can find some of those other people like Chris the Carpenter.
Chris Carpenter. Yeah.
You know, just bring back all the old folk.
Just bring them all back.
Anyhow.
We can just get rid of Adam, really, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
I totally lost my train of thought.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I really enjoyed hearing this episode, and I'm going to try to make it speak to the live episode. If work stops getting in the way, people keep scheduling me to work Tuesday nights, and I can't put a blanket Tuesday night off in.
See, spoiler alert, she made it to the chat room, so she's there.
She did. Oh, yeah. thank you, Carrie. Carrie says she loves Adam too.
Right.
I appreciate that. If we're bringing back old co-hosts, I think maybe I should bring back, you know, I should have Maddie as a guest on.
I think we should get Maddie and Aiden. And Aiden and the Naughty Bed Monkey to
come all at the same time. Yeah. It would be fantastic.
Fan-freaking-tastic. You know what? Before you play that phone call, that does bring up a really good point, which is, you know, we are going to be doing the live streaming Pride weekend here on Pride 48 from June 20th through the 22nd. The schedule for the weekend has been posted on the website. If you go to pride48.com, you can see the schedule of the shows that are going to be on. If you would like to hear us during that weekend, we are going to be on 6 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday evening, Sunday, June 22nd. If you want to come and support us and be in the chat room for us, then that would be the time to do it. We're going to be preceded at 5 o'clock by Pleased to Meet You, which is an excellent show, and we're going to be followed at 7 p.m. by the Joe Batant Show. That's a good time for you to go and, you know, use the restroom or something like that. So
I think
they
should do Catching Up with Adam live on that show. I'm just throwing it out there.
Right. And so we're the penultimate show before the closing show. So we're not catching up is pinch hitting, I guess. If I can use that sports ball analogy, I probably used it wrong. Anyway, if you want to see the schedule, go over to pride48.com. So what is our brand new phone call, fresh off the old voicemail thing? Play it.
No, I have no idea. This doesn't even tell me where it's from.
I don't know.
I have a database of most of our listeners now, but this one I don't.
Hey, Adam. Hey, Daniel. It's Karani Umbra from Australia calling for the Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
Doc Neeson, legendary lead singer of the Australian rock band The Angels, has died of brain cancer. I'm guessing that's not the technical term. It's probably encephalitic necrotitis or something like that. But as I'm not a physician, I probably shouldn't say. Yeah, so Doc Neeson and The Angels, very, very big in Australia and New Zealand, influential on a lot of American bands such as Guns N' Roses and stuff like that. Doc Neeson has passed away at the age of 67. Ciao.
Doc Mason?
Okay. Hang up. Okay, hang up. Bye.
Hang up. Hang up.
Oh, Doc Neeson.
I didn't catch. I'm going to play the beginning of that again because I didn't catch who. Do you know the name of the person who called in?
I do not.
Hello, caller. What's your name again?
Hey, Adam. Hey, Daniel. It's Karani Umbra from Australia calling.
Who?
Karate master, I think. I don't know what he said. He's carotid artery, maybe? I think he's
caller, you have to pronounce your name with an English, with
now,
an
you,
American
you know
accent.
What happened. You know what happened? This guy died just during the show, and RT Cruiser like dialed the phone and handed it to one of his coworkers. And you're like, call, just call and do this. Like,
yay, we have another Australian listener. I don't know what his name is.
Is it carotid artery is his name. Is Doc Neeson is the name of the person that he was talking about. Bernard Patrick Doc Neeson. He's an Australian singer and a musician, best known as a lead singer from the Australian hard rock band The Angels. So,
I know this because it's a new person.
There you go. In the chat room, they're saying
Liam
Kieran.
Liam Kiraniumbra.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Liam. We'll just call him Liam. Play it again. Is it Liam? Play it again.
I can play it again. One second. Here we go.
Hey, Adam. Hey, Daniel. It's Karani Umbra from Australia calling.
Karani Umbra. All right. There you go. All right. There you go. So it's Karani Umbra, which is that? So he's Liam on Facebook. So he's in the Pride 48 group on Facebook.
Karani Umbra.
See, I never knew that he was. Is that like his Twitter handle or something? That's probably what it is.
He's Karani Umbra on Facebook, or is he Liam on Facebook?
No, well, you can't use a fake name on Facebook. So he probably is Karani Umbra on Twitter.
No, so we've all given his real name.
I just said his first name. You know how many Liams there are in Australia? There's like 52 billion of them.
Liam Neeson has called in to the Celebrity Death Phone.
Liam Neeson. That's who it is. He didn't want to out himself, but Liam Neeson listens to the show. And so whatnot. So, well, congrats. Well, thank you. I think that's your first call here. So thank you very much. Liam, because I can't say the other one. Anyway, those are the phone calls that we have this week, Adam. So let's play ourselves out of this segment, shall we?
3, 2, 1.
Excellent.
Well, he did post on Facebook. He said, made my first international call ever from my iPhone. Who had the honor? And he spelled it H-O-N-O-U-R.
Because that's because he's Australian. He does that, right?
The Dubious Intent Plus Celebrity Death Phone.
Right.
Had the honor.
Here's what I gotta ask this question. I mean, it's the obvious question here, right? He calls in from Australia. We've heard Scotty call in from Australia before, right?
Well, Scotty emails us a WAV file,
I
don't know.
But we've also heard Scotty call in before. And, you know, Arthur is, I've heard him call other shows before. So it's like, why is it when RT Cruiser calls from Australia, it sounds like he's talking on like a tin can that's been flossing with cat gut?
Because Arthur.
That didn't even make sense. That really didn't even make sense. I thought it just was with cat. Now I have to come up with something else.
It's fine. I think it made perfect
sense. Suddenly your mittens now? It's,
but I wasn't paying attention and I started talking right over you.
It's fine. Because that's what Mittens does. He's like, no matter what you say to Mittens, when he was the entire time he was here, whenever he's like, oh, I'm sorry, Mittens, I just like spilled hydrochloric acid all over your leg there. It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, that's the way he is.
We're out of we can't make it to the store to get any more toiletries. You're going to have to be flossing with cat gut. It's fine. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. Thanks for your help on that, Adam.
Oh, you're welcome.
Just hang me out there to dry. Just let me twist in the wind.
Good. Did you know? Did you say what you needed to say earlier?
About what?
The survey.
Survey?
Next week's... Never mind. Never mind. It's too late if you didn't.
It's too late. I don't know what... Oh, yes, I did say what I was supposed to... Oh, yeah, I thought there was some kind of thing that I was supposed... Anyway, it doesn't matter. Wow, that was just a long way to go. This has been a really weird evening. Thanks, Mark and Ed, for the gifts, and thanks, everyone, for listening. All right, good night, Chet.
Good night, David.
Hey there, this is Turnipet calling during the middle of the State of the Station show to let you know that Andy Davis, known as Alice, has kicked the bucket. So no more minute rice and no more perky made in the kitchen. All right, bye. Oh, yeah, wait a sec. Did I say it was Turnipet? Yes, I've had a couple cocktails because it's Sunday night and I'm listening to the podcast. So get off my back and don't judge me.
Hey there, Ed and Mark. This is Daddy Dave. Calling to tell you that Ann B. Davis, Alice from the Brady Bunch, is dead.
Dead!
Ann B. Davis passed away today at 81 from an apparent fall. It's bad. But being that I'm calling this horrific, ghoulish death phone line, I'm just calling to pass that information on. So you can play the Brady Bunch theme now.
Ann B. Davis dead. Bacon. Kepi Bacon. So, let me see. This was posted an hour ago. Alice is dead at 88, fallen on the bathroom floor. June 1st at 2:59, 2:03, so 3 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Then there's Mountain, so that would be 4, and then there's Central, I think, would be 5, unless there's something else in between, that'd be 6. And that would be the time that... the State of the Station was starting. Oh, my gosh. So, oh, wow. They showed a before and after picture. She didn't age well.
Yeah, hi, guys. Ati Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Zone. I've got a bit of a square-shaped hole in my heart today because one of my childhood memories is gone. Ann B. Davis, who played Alice on the Brady Bunch, dead at 88. We're going to have to go and watch the series again. Okay, bye.
Celebrity Death Zone, Ann B. Davis, who we all know as Alice from the Brady Bunch, has passed away. This is Christian from Pleased to Meet You.
Hey guys, it's TJ from Nowhere, calling for the Celebrity Death Zone. Ann B. Davis, Alice from the Brady Bunch, dead.
It's been a big week for the Celebrity Death Zone this week on Dubious Intent Plus. Ann B. Davis died. She is Alice on the Brady Bunch. She died Sunday, June 1st at 88 years old.
Hey, guys. It's Tom of Tom and Terry in the Chicago's. Just heard that Maya Angelou died. She was 86. If I had any talent or could rhyme, I probably would have put something together, but I figured I better get a call in here. Take care. Bye.
Hello, this is David Edwards from Sky, calling for the Celebrity Death Phone. Yeah, okay. I'm sure RT has already beaten me to this, but I'm going to at least try it. Unfortunately, the world lost a really beautiful, big, peaceful voice today. Maya Angelou has passed on into the great unknown, the next phase of her life and existence at the age of 86. The caged bird is now uncaged. And I'm broken with that. I really am, because she was such a beautiful presence. So I'm just going to go ahead and end this, and then I want you to hear, you guys hear me ugly crying. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, this is Larry, also known as Keithledge. Unfortunately, author Maya Angelou died at 86. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Good afternoon. This is a call to the death phone of the very important and well-known Maya Angelou dead. And the last time I'll be speaking like this. Thank you.
Mark Horner.
Hey guys, it's Carrie calling the celebrity death line. Maya Angelou died on Wednesday, May 28th. She was 86 years old. Sad day.
Hello, this is Christina from Greetings from Nowhere, and I am calling for the celebrity death phone. Beloved poet and author Maya Angelou has passed away at the age of 86. Anyone who's ever watched an Oprah episode has probably heard or listened to Maya Angelou. One of her favorite poems is, I believe it's I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. Maya Angelou, who is an amazing, amazing woman and an incredible novelist, is dead at age 86, and I am.
Hello? I'm sorry, was that TJ talking just now? Okay, never mind, forget it. I must be hearing things. Hi, Adam. Hi, Daniel. This is Ed Chan calling from Singapore, Mexico, Singapore. Oh, wait, this is Nita Caddy's. I'm sorry. All right, calling in for the celebrity death phone. Maya Angelou, dead. So very sorry. I know why the cage bird sings, because she's hungry. Anyway, yeah, all right. Maya Angelou. Just in case either Adam or Daniel don't know Maya Angelou or who Maya Angelou is, bloody freaking shame on you guys. I'm from Singapore on the other side of the planet, and I know who Maya freaking Angelou is. So you guys had better tell me that you know who Maya Angelou is, or so help me God. Never mind. Oh, by the way, was that really TJ on your voicemail system? Okay, anyway, whatever. All right, bye. I need to go mourn for Maya Angelou. All right, bye.
This is for the celebrity death phone line, and you probably already have that Maya Angelou has passed. Dear sweet thing, and light in the world has gone out. And I evidently, but while I was waiting for the message to end, to talk to you guys, evidently it's spammy.